This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm near Oberlin, Kansas, and visiting with Nico Swarth. And he is a foreman with Olson Custom Harvesting out of Minnesota. Where have you been harvesting?
Right around Oberlin area, Rexford area. We got some people cutting in Edgewood at the moment. Yeah, just around this area.
And how has it been going?
Wait, last week we didn't do much because of all the rain we got. Every time you go to take a sample, it's just too wet to cut. So
it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't a heavy rain. It's just rain that was enough to stop you.
It's just little on at a time, and guess it puts you out of service for the day.
You're not out tonight, though.
No, we went there, we just greased up all the machines, did some maintenance, and did a quick check, and it was still a little wet, so yeah.
So maybe sometime tomorrow you can get out?
Yeah, tomorrow for sure, if we don't get any rain tonight, but yeah, and it all depends on the weather.
With what you've been harvesting so far, how has that gone?
Sorry?
I mean, has the wheat harvest gone okay except for the rain?
Yeah, it's been good going. The wheat wasn't terrible. Seen better, but we've seen a lot worse as well.
What kind of yields have you been seeing?
Anything from 27 up to 110.
That's quite a range.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a couple of spots where they say the rain came a week late and the heat came a week early. So I'd say the wheat, it got dry before it fully grown. And yeah, you got thin spots, and some spots it's different, where it's thick.
You have any disease in any of the wheat?
I haven't seen any. The test weights have been low, but the protein's been high. So.
And yields all over the place.
Yeah, yields all over the place.
What were you doing before you came here?
We were in Oklahoma cutting wheat.
Okay. So where were you in Oklahoma?
Enid area.
Did you have pretty good luck down there?
We were cutting wheat for 2 weeks straight nonstop. So it was a quick harvest.
Was it a fairly good harvest?
Yeah, I'd say the yields were the same as we get here. It's all over the board. I think our average altogether was about 51.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So it was a good harvest. It was quick. Did a lot of acres in a short amount of time. So.
And where do you go from here?
From here we'll go to Pierce, South Dakota. We got about 32,000 acres of organic wheat to cut there.
That's a lot of wheat.
Yeah. So, yeah, most of our crews will be in that area. We'll have a crew going to Montana, and we have one in Colorado right now.
How many combines are you running around the Oberlin area?
We've got 6 in Oberlin and 3 up in Edmond.
So that should go pretty quickly if you can get in there and get it out.
Yeah, if we can get in there, get everything running, it should take us about 2 or 3 days to get done.
Is the wheat ripe yet in South Dakota?
Not yet. They say about a week, week and a half maybe. But yeah, this year everything's been a week early, so I guess we'll wait and see.
Well, thank you, Nico. I appreciate your visiting with me. This is Jim Winger from Oberlin, Kansas, with the Olson Custom Farms harvesting crew.